In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott talking today about my friend Donna Otto's book, All in Good Time. Donna Otto, who lives in Scottsdale, Arizona, was here to visit me this past week, and we were talking, as we do when we get together, about how to organize things. It's a constant concern of mine, and Donna has done an excellent book for those of you who need help in the area of your time management and organizing your closets and your garage and your kitchen drawers and your children and your whole life. The book is called All in Good Time, and it's published by Thomas Nelson. Donna told me this last week that a lady in Pennsylvania had called her in tears, absolutely sobbing. She was desperate. She did not have the slightest idea how to go about getting her house in order. Is there anybody listening today that's in that bad a situation? Let me describe what this lady told Donna. She said, "I have 3 days' worth of dishes in the sink. I have laundry stacked up to my waist in the laundry room. There are dirty clothes in every room. Ironing is piled up all over the place. Newspapers, toys, waste baskets." And just, it was sort of a wail, Donna said, that came over the phone. "What shall I do?" And while she was talking, Donna was just sending up a little prayer to the Lord and saying, "Lord, how can I give this woman some hope? I've got to give her some hope. What shall I tell her?" Well, this is what she said. She said, "You go out to your garage and you get a trash bag or a garbage can or a box or a basket for every room in the house. Take the garbage cans or the boxes or the baskets or the trash bags into the house, put one in every room, pick up every single thing in that room which doesn't belong there, and put it in one bag. Dirty laundry, clean laundry, shoes, toys, newspapers, whatever it is, put it in the bag. Go to the next room and do the same thing." She said, "I hoped that she would be able to see a difference quickly." And she said, "I told her to call me back in about 4 hours. Do you know that that lady called her back in 3 hours? She said, "I've done just what you told me." Donna said her voice sounded like a different person. She had given her hope. But then, of course, the next question, the lady said, "What do I do now?" Well, Donna wasn't at a loss for words. She said, "Now you take one room at a time, and you take the things out of the bag or the box, one at a time, and you put them in one of three piles. Make three piles: a put-away pile, a give-away pile, and a throw-away pile." Now, that's good advice. And I did have a lady talk to me who described her house in a very similar way. She only had two rooms. And when I suggested that what she needed to do was to start with the cleaning out of one drawer, she said, wait a minute. "I don't think you heard me. I'm not talking about one drawer. I'm talking about not being able to walk across the living room." She said, "We've only got two rooms. We've got a two-room apartment. You can't walk across the living room." I said, "You mean there's stuff all over the floor?" And she said, "You got it. That's what I mean. And all over the furniture, and all over the bed." Well, Donna Otto's book will help you. It's got photographs of Donna's closet. How many of you would like to have photographs of your closets published for the whole world to see? Well, I've been to Donna's house, and it's just exactly the way the pictures show in the book. She shows you how to put things in boxes, and how to number the boxes, and how to find them, and how to stack them. It should be a lifesaver for a lot of you. Let me read to you Donna's two pages on the subject of establishing priorities. If there's one question that I get asked over and over and over again, it's, how do you set priorities, Elizabeth? You have so many things to do. You have books to write and a newsletter to do and radio programs and things like that. I don't understand how in the world you can set priorities when everything seems to be equally important. This is what Donna says. And she's been talking about writing your goals down. Now that you've written your goals down and placed them in your day book, and you're going to review them every so often, your life has become organized. Right? Wrong. You've still got to make your life phrase and goals a part of your everyday decision-making process. This is where priorities come in. Establishing priorities forces us to rate our choices. I shall do this rather than that. Unfortunately, too many of us just say yes to most activities. Priorities help us to say no. A number of years ago, I met an older woman at a church meeting. She wasn't beautiful, but she looked extremely attractive in a tailored gray suit. She talked to me about her family and asked me questions about my family, my interests, and my desires. In the next weeks and months, as I began to know her better, I was even more impressed. She cared for the needs of her family, and she still managed to serve on the school board and participate in a church women's group. One day, I asked this lady how she managed to look so well-dressed, accomplish so much, and still seem so relaxed and full of joy. I have learned to ask myself a very important question before adding any activity to my life. The question is, can someone else do it? At first, I didn't understand what she was saying, and I told her so. There are 3, 4, maybe 5 things in life that only I can do, she explained. Those things come first. Everything else is optional. I experimented with this concept in my life, says Donna, and I discovered that it really works. It helped me both to define my priorities and lock in on them so no one could sway me off target. Whenever anyone asks me to take on a new task, a new responsibility or obligation, I first ask myself, can somebody else do it? If the answer is yes, I ask myself, am I meeting my priorities? I like to speak on life management. Can anybody else do that? Yes. I like to teach Cub Scouts. Can anybody else do that? Yes, you bet they can. Can anyone else be David's wife? No. I'm the only one who can do that. I've not stopped speaking to women's groups, but I only accept engagements when they don't infringe upon the things that I alone can do. I stay loyal to my priorities. What are these priorities? What are those things that only Donna Otto can do? Not many in number, just as my friend said, but each a weighty and serious responsibility. Now, if you've got a pencil and paper handy, I would suggest that you may want to write down the 5 things that Donna Otto only can do, because they will apply, as you will see, to your life. Number 1, I alone am responsible for my relationship with God. And to save time, you can leave out the words I alone in the next 4. I alone am responsible for my relationship with God. Number 2, I alone am responsible for who I am. I have to provide myself with the intellectual and spiritual stimulation to become all I can be. Responsible for who I am. 3, I alone can be David Otto's wife. Other people will be his friends, his colleagues, his teachers. But I am the only one who can love and care for him as his wife. Number 4, I alone can be Anissa Otto's mother. Other people will influence her life, but only I can give her a mother's love and care, and thereby fulfill my responsibility to her. And the last one, I alone can manage my household. I might have a housekeeper or a husband who helps around the house. Nevertheless, I am ultimately responsible for managing my household. These 5 things can only be done by Donna Otto. They are my priorities. What are yours? Take a moment now to write them on a sheet of paper. You may be an only child, so the care of an aging parent may be one of your priorities. Now, make them a part of your life. Keep them in the back of your mind as you go through the day. Write them somewhere in your day book. She is an organized woman, and as we were talking over our breakfast table just this last week, I was saying, now, when you go to visit Valerie, and she is going to be visiting my daughter, I think, in September, she's going to be speaking for my son-in-law's church in California, I said, I hope you can help Val to help her children to make decisions about what to get rid of, because the job that is almost always asked of me when I go to visit my grandchildren is to help them organize their rooms and their closets and their drawers. And I'm delighted to do that, and I have lots of suggestions that I can make, but it always comes down to decisions. Now, do you wear this T-shirt? Do you need 19 T-shirts? Okay, can you sort out the 6 T-shirts that you do need and give away the others? And that becomes an agonizing decision for these children, not to mention the 4-year-old who wants to keep all the papers that she brings home from Sunday school and all the pictures that she draws for mommy and all the letters that she writes to imaginary friends. And Donna's suggestion is that even the 4-year-old must be presented with the 10 papers that she's done in the last 2 days, and you have to say to her, you may keep 2. And she's going to have to learn early in life to make those agonizing decisions. Another thing that Donna said to me, which I thought was very interesting, she said, nobody's a pack rat. The people who collect things are the people who can't make decisions. Think about that one.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.